It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. Seattle's full of high-powered art couples. There's ACT Theater Artistic Director Kurt Beattie and his wife, the actress Marianne Owen, the dance video duo Zoe Juniper, and painters Bob and Faye Jones. You've probably seen Faye's work, maybe without even knowing it. She created the ceramic wall murals at Westlake Station in Seattle's downtown transit tunnel. Bob Jones' paintings are not so easily accessible. For one thing, they're classified as abstract art, a term he doesn't like, by the way. Bob creates big paintings with swaths of bright green, red, and blue, sometimes cut through with curved black lines or circles. Bob Jones was an art professor at the University of Washington for more than 30 years. He's been painting full-time since his retirement in 1995. You can see a retrospective of Jones' paintings right now at Cornish College of the Arts. That's where I met up with him. Bob didn't plan to be an artist. He says he was a freshman at Kenyon College, more interested in sports than anything else.
And I was going to flunk economics. And John Chalmers said, you should go over and see Dave Strout. Or he probably said Professor Strout. Anyhow, I walked in and here's a guy with his feet up on his desk with a plaid jacket on, a plaid vest, a plaid shirt, plaid all different plaids. And I realized this is my kind of guy. In the course of that spring, I heard about this program that Rhode Island School of Design had, a six-week summer program, and I applied for it, and I got in, and that was that. I stayed. I never went back to college.
Did you ever go home and say, guess what, family, I've decided this is what I'm going to do in life. I'm going to be an artist.
No. The family joke is that my father was expecting me at some point to really own up to the fact that it was a cover for something else, maybe some kind of intelligence work, which it wasn't. In fact, when I was inches long, my grandmother left money for me and my three brothers to go to college. And so when I came home and said I was leaving college to go to art school, I think my father said something like, do you really want to do that? And I said yes, and that was the end of it. Again, they weren't either much interested or discouraged by it. It just was, they had a lawyer, and they had a guy working in aircraft, and they had a guy working in manufacturing, and I moved far away.
I didn't realize you were so young when you joined the faculty at the University of Washington. I mean, from my vantage point, 30?
I had already been teaching 4 years at Rhode Island. Now, well, 30 doesn't seem so old anymore. But even at Rhode Island, I had veterans from World War II in my classes that were older than I, and one of them was running a numbers racket in the back of my class. I mean, I didn't know how to bet on a dog. I mean, these guys were light years ahead of me.
It strikes me when I'm just sort of running through my head the faculty members that I know who have been and are retired from the University of Washington School of Art, and they're painters like you and Michael Spafford and Jake Lawrence. People have come through. Patty Warashina, I think, is retired from the faculty over there.
Sure.
People that I think of now as pillars of Seattle's art community, you grew up into who you are partly through that school.
It's a matter of record. I voted against both Mike Spafford and Mike Daly in their initial appointments. And, of course, we ended up very good friends and shared an office space, three of us packed into a warehouse room. And Jacob Lawrence was a wonderful experience just to be around him. He was just the most natural teacher, and he was inspirational. That's one of the things that was really critical. There were a couple of good friends on the faculty. And then, equally important, I got to be friends with Bill Ivey here in the community. And that was inspirational. He was a really fine painter.
I can't help but wonder how your art would have evolved if you'd stayed in the East as opposed to moving here at the age of 30.
It wouldn't have been the same. One thing that I already experienced there was being the student of guys who were still on the faculty, and I would always remain a student. And the painting faculty, for instance, was hired with 10-year intervals, and I was I was primed for the 10th year. Plus the fact we both had big families there, and families can be very demanding, not meaning to be making a mess of your life, but they could.
Yeah.
And so coming here was just a clean break. The other thing is I came through Kansas, and a friend of mine who got a job that I was supposed to get when I got out of the Army and turned it down was painting large canvases. And all of a sudden I realized that, you know, 2024 wasn't big enough anymore. It was really good to just break with the East Coast.
It reminds me of so many other kinds of stories of people coming to Seattle to be able to reinvent or just to see things through a new light. And you're part of that tradition.
Well, the university also offered me $400 more a year than I made at Rhode Island. How could you miss?
Bob Jones, his wife Faye, and their small kids moved to Seattle in 1960. Faye also studied painting in Rhode Island, but she put her career on hold to raise the couple's four children. These days, though, Faye's art is extremely popular with collectors.
I always wonder how it is to be people who do the same thing that spend so much time immersed in it, and how you are separate, how you don't just paint the same thing. Don't you kind of look at Faye's work and she looks at your work and
no,
something?
We don't just bumble into each other's studio. Generally, here in town, we are on opposite ends of town. She was down by the Dome. I was on Capitol Hill. I was in a garage. She was here. She was there. And for instance, even on our property now, she built a studio in the far southwest corner, and I have the two-car garage on the front of the building.
So you don't go into each other's studios uninvited?
Not really, it isn't hostile or anything. We just don't do it. And she's interested in what she's doing, and I'm interested in what I'm doing. We have different musical tastes, writing, so forth. But basically, we work in the same way. The thing that's great about living with another artist is they understand you want that time. In fact, there were times when I had garage studios like in the university district when she said, you got to get out of here. You know, when the kids fall down and scream, they don't need two mothers. And so I went to Pioneer Square and got a space down there, 30 feet by 60 feet, $30 a month. Unbelievable. It's been good. She didn't begrudge me my time and nor me hers. We've been run along parallel, which is really great. And the other thing is she's done so well that she's making my retirement quite comfortable from the university.
I mean, you both are successful artists. She sort of grabs many more headlines. I don't know why is that?
Well, I think you used a word a little while ago called abstract. People don't know what the hell it is. The other thing is, they don't care. You know, not having seen art as a kid, I didn't know what it was. And I'd like to say that carries over. What I really like is when I really come up with something I've not seen before, that I have to stop. This is as far as it's going.
Painter Bob Jones. A retrospective of his work is at the Cornish College Main Gallery until March 8th. I'm Marcy Silman, and this is The Record.